In the second, first chapter, 1 Peter, second chapter, verses 8, 9, and 10, Peter had been talking about certain ones to whom Jesus Christ was a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, who stumbled at the word in their disobedience. Then he used that small but highly meaningful word, "but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." One of the ancient moral teachers of the past, one who was very dear to the Christians of the first centuries, owing to the fact that truth is all one piece, and if a thing is true, it is true anyway. So that, as the brother once told me, a bee can gather honey not only from a flower, but from a weed. So the early Christian church, by a kind of affinity, accepted one of those moral teachers, not on the level of inspired truth, but sort of as a helpful side message. I refer to Epictetus, and one of his doctrines was this. I give it to you as an illustration of what I'm to say to follow. And I give you only a running translation of it rather than an exact verbatim declaration. He said that the first thing about a man